This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Back. So I'm Hannah and Angel.
Angel here. Hello, Hannah.
Hello. So we are here for our Cantonese episodes. We're the second episode, and we're doing this because September is the Chinese Language Week in New Zealand. And to celebrate it, we are doing these five episodes in total to share with everyone about what sort of, you know, Chinese and New Zealand Chinese heritage culture that we have. So it's a very funny and fun topic that we're here today. We're doing
the Chinese slang, Cantonese slang.
Yeah, so a lot of Chinese Cantonese slangs and English words that sounds like Cantonese. So a lot of words are actually directly translated in both languages, and we will share some of those really fun words with you guys.
Yeah. So you guys can learn about how to say some Cantonese but with some English.
Yeah.
All right. So
a bit of backstory though. Even through Cantonese, there are a lot of different accents and slangs within different provinces. And based on the New Zealand Chinese Language Week website, between the 1848 and the 1940s, at least 95% came from a group of 14 different counties around China capital Guangzhou. Mm. So people from these areas, they speak their own local standard Cantonese. And it comes from their own reflections and names and local slangs, you know. And a lot of them you can tell by where they're from when they have the different accent.
Interesting.
Yeah, so among Chinese people, they're actually, you know, speak the same language but a little bit differently. Sure. I guess it's like in England. Have you heard of England?
Yeah.
When they come from a different province, they have different accent as well. Yeah.
So that means our home city, Hong Kong, we surely have our Hong Kong style Cantonese.
Definitely, definitely. So we are not actually the most traditional Cantonese.
Mm.
The most traditional one comes from the central of Guangdong.
Mm, true.
Yeah, and this, they actually have mentioned this in the website, saying that those 14 counties, they are called the villages. The villages language. Yeah.
Mm.
So they have their own unique accents. And the most standard one, Cantonese, is throughout Guangdong. So the local dialect also existed. So they have their own little dialects around there. Mm. So let's go into the really cool Cantonese slang.
Ready.
Let's start with something that is what I find it quite interesting. Mm. So Cantonese words to translate into English. Have you heard of gua sa before?
Gua sa, sure.
Do you know what it is?
It's a kind of therapy, Chinese medical therapy.
Yeah. So you have a piece of, traditionally they said they use that spoon.
Yes, correct. Spoon for soup.
Yes, a soup, ceramic spoon for soup, and they will sort of like scrape it on your back. And that process is called gua sa. Apparently in English, they directly translated that as well. So it's also called gua sa.
So it's from Chinese.
Yes, Cantonese.
To English.
Yes.
From Cantonese Chinese to English. Oh, interesting. So in English, they also say gua sa?
Yeah.
Oh.
You just need to say gua sa.
And I know the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sifu.
Sifu. And kung fu.
Yes, right. Exactly. Same thing.
But something that you might not know, the word tofu.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, random words like this, do you want some tofu? It's like, oh, how can you know the word tofu? Because in Cantonese,
tofu.
Tofu. That's right. Tofu is tofu.
Mm-hmm.
Another word that you might not know is ketchup.
Ketchup, which one is
ketchup?
Tomato.
No. Yeah, tomato sauce. Because in Cantonese is
ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup, ketchup, ketchup. So, ke is tomato and zup,
juice.
So, tomato sauce. Juice, the word ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how that word actually came up to become an English word, eh?
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And one word that I actually discovered when I was really little trying to explain Chinese history to my Australian auntie.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to do a little movement because I don't know how to say it. And I said, in Cantonese, this is kao tao.
Ah. So your auntie is
European.
She's
Australian.
She doesn't know Cantonese.
No.
No.
And when I was saying that, kao tao, and she said, yeah, I know kao tao. That's actually an English word too.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's spelled K-O-W-T-O-W.
Wow.
Kao tao.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a bowing with, you know, your head almost hitting the floor.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Very serious, right?
Yeah, very serious. The more you want to show that the respect and your, you know, your apology, the harder you hit your head on the floor.
Got it. It's just not about.
Yes. Mm. And you know, not just that a lot of Cantonese words that goes into English, but based on the influence of the early Cantonese, because, you know, Cantonese does have one of the longest history in China, a lot of the migration to, say, Japan and Korean, their language are also based a lot of the
Cantonese.
Yeah, Cantonese. Say, for example, especially Korean, you know how they say Korean news? Korean news in Cantonese is 한국 신문.
Yes.
한국 is Korean. 신문 is news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Korean, it's called 한국 신문.
Wow! So close.
Yeah, so actually Cantonese has a huge impact and influence in a lot of the languages because it is one of the oldest dialect that we have.
Oh, nice. Mm. Uh-huh. Very informative.
Yes, but because of the Western culture slowly got blended into Chinese, you know, China and Hong Kong especially, there are a lot of words is actually translated straight from English as well. For example, salad.
Salad.
Yeah, salad. Salad. Yeah, I find that, you know, you never actually realize it until you looked at things like this.
Exactly.
And cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese. Cheese. And mango is...
Mango.
Do you think that sounds a bit same though? Mango?
For me, it's...
Mango. But I find mango, it could be just a coincidence that it happens. Because mango, I don't know how mango comes out. But mango means fruit.
Yeah, fruit, exactly.
So that
from
is
the
more...
Word,
yeah, from
tell.
The... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But lemon is a good one.
Yeah. Yes.
Limong, uh-huh. Lemon.
Very interesting.
What other words do you
think? I know,
think
one more fruit.
What is it?
Strawberry.
Yeah, that's a good one. Strawberry,
yeah,
strawberry.
The children love strawberry, strawberry. And in my Cantonese class, they got this word so easily, so fast.
Uh-huh.
They just love to say strawberry.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
That's
I think
good.
You can actually use these words and teach them.
Very, very useful.
So they will find
Thank
it a lot
you.
Easier. Like chocolate, chocolate, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Boudin is pudding. Jelly is the easier.
Jelly.
Yeah. And cookie.
Cookie.
Yeah, that's really cute.
So close.
Yeah. And this word, it's definitely from English, is omelette.
Omelette.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And toast.
Toast, yeah. This kind of food is totally from Western.
Yes, definitely. And I'm quite surprised to see even basi. It's actually from the Western. And and I'm not surprised because probably bus is an invention from the West that got introduced into Asia.
Yeah.
So when they're called bus, they just translate it directly to basi and taxi.
Taxi.
Yeah, so especially in Hong Kong, that's why Hong Kong Cantonese is slightly different from, you know, the rest of China, mm-hmm. because we have a lot of Western impact on, mm. on words like this. So we do have slightly of a language barrier mm. if we speak this kind of Cantonese
yes.
uh-huh. that they might not understand.
Correct.
Yes, uh-huh. like Dixie, taxi, right? Mm. And they will call it differently.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, they will call it like Yeah, so uh-huh. it's like a
it's really have the
recording distance car.
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. they will call it recording the distance because yeah, you pay by the distance. Yeah.
They use the Chinese car, this word.
Yes.
And then add the function of the car.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. T-shirt.
Mm, T-shirt.
Yeah, T-shirt. You can't get wrong. You can't get that wrong.
Mm.
See, guys, you learned so many Chinese words yes. already.
Go to travel.
Yeah, you can travel around the world with these Cantonese words. Yeah,
you won't be get hungry.
Yeah, you won't get hungry. At least you know jelly.
Mm.
You know toast.
Yeah.
You know strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah, you know chocolate. That will keep you going for a long.
Yes.
Oh, even coffee.
Mm, cafe.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. you've got coffee. You've got basically everything covered.
Wow.
yeah.
That's very nice. Mm.
And the word sofa.
Sofa?
Yeah. sofa. But there is a difference between the British and the American English because some mm-hmm. call it the couch.
Oh, true. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sofa, like two seat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah.
Is there actually a difference, a couch and a sofa?
Couch is bigger, from my understanding.
Really? I just thought it's American.
Same thing.
And, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's just my, I don't know. I'm confused.
We need expert.
yeah. So with the sofa, it comes a cushion.
Ah, cushion. Wow, so many words. Just come
yeah,
out.
Cushion. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Interesting, isn't it? Mm. So we are actually surrounded by all these words.
Western words.
Western words.
English.
yeah. And you learn directly from it, you know, but you never really realize it when you're saying. And even like card.
Card.
Yeah.
Yes.
Card.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just call it card. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to pay, people ask you cash or card, and you say card. So that's a Cantonese word. Mm. There you go. And what's it in Mandarin? Car.
Car. Uh-huh. Car.
Yeah, so similar. Mm-hmm. Oh, cartoon is the next word.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Cartoon,
I
cartoon.
I read your mind. Yeah, cartoon. Yeah.
yeah.
So this all word also tell us that, we had know these kind of things in the old ages.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, true. Yeah. Well, actually, if you use some of these words, talking to really old generation of Chinese people, they might not know too. Because say, for example, a lot of older Chinese Kiwi that has migrated a few generations back,
yes.
the time when they came,
mm-hmm.
They probably didn't have a lot of Western influence before they come.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably doesn't use words like this.
This kind of word.
Yeah.
Just like us nowadays, there are lots of
teenagers.
Yeah, teenagers.
It's so sus. What's sus?
So I can understand. General gap.
We gotta have to learn these things to act young, eh?
For our
to
children.
Hide our age.
All right. So what else?
So if you say if you're traveling, you've got coffee and food covered. You've got your card covered.
Yeah.
You've got a sofa. You've got when you want to rest, asking for a sofa.
Transportation.
Yeah.
Good.
Transportation. Uh-huh. There you go. And activities. Bowling.
Oh, yes, right. Uh-huh. Bowling.
Yeah, bowling. Bowling. Yeah.
Yay.
So if you want to go for bowling, say bowling.
Yeah.
And snooker.
Oh, that's funny. Siloka.
This is really, like, honestly, this is like just directly translated. Because we do actually call them like table.
Chokau.
Yeah, table ball. Uh-huh. If you have to say Cantonese, chokau. Chok is like the table and ball.
Mm-hmm.
But siloka is like snooker.
Mm, exactly. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm. Even we call ball.
Yeah. Oh, yes, there you go. Ball is ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think that, I think that is a coincidence though. Oh, no, because it's kao, right?
Yeah.
Bo is kao in proper Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And now we call them bo as well. And yeah. That is,
It's quite interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, the first word that you actually learn, mummy.
mummy.
So we call mummy
yes.
as well.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But mm-hmm. if it's a more formal Chinese, you call mama.
Mama.
Yeah, uh-huh. mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mm-hmm. mouchan, then yeah. it will be yeah different uh-huh. story. But mm-hmm. if you say mommy or daddy,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is more of a Hong Kong way of saying, because I don't think people in mainland call daddy as much.
Yeah.
They call papa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, mommy. So now got it covered. At least your little you know daughter or son, if mm-hmm. they gone missing, they can ask for a looking. I'm looking for daddy or mommy.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, goodbye.
Just bye bye.
Yeah, bye bye. So when I was in high school, I did in Auckland. I did a paper about the American sort of like history, where the black people and you know they have controversial things and some people get boycotted.
Oh.
So there was a history about people boycotting. You know they stopped doing like a strike, like a protest, and then I realized the word boycott. Boycott.
Wow. All right.
Isn't that interesting?
Very.
Boycott. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Just random words, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very good one.
And when you go to restaurant, when you pay, don't forget your tips.
Tipsy. and I may ask you give me some tips, but not money.
So that tips could be a hint,
yes.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And we also say tipsy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you some tipsy means I'm going to give you some heads up or yeah.
Very good. Uh-huh. It's a measurement, is it right?
Yeah.
We use ounce.
Yeah. ounce. Yeah. Mm. Ounce is ounce.
Bond.
Bong, yeah, pound.
Should be pound.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And meter is mai.
Mai.
I think that it just happens to be a coincidence, though.
Mm.
I don't think mai or lei mai, like centimeter, is
yeah, right.
This purposely.
One, the Chinese word itself tells. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm.
And these things that we are talking...
Yes, my.
Yeah, my microphone, my. We just call it my as well. Uh-huh. Yeah. What is the proper word of saying it if it's not?
I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My.
It's quite common to use it, whatever.
Is that the actual Chinese word?
I don't think so. It's also from English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be my because it could be invented in the Western and they bring it in. So a lot of...
Telecom, is it right? Doi gong ge?
But that is intercom.
Intercom, yes, right, intercom. I mean, this kind of word,
true.
It has own Chinese terms for that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but my is my.
Yeah, my could be just my, microphone my. So, yeah. So when you're in a, when you're on holiday, people can't hear you, ask for the my.
Yeah, speaker. Mm. But speaker, we have our own Cantonese word, Dai San Gong. That's out of the topic. One more.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, in here, not many tall building, but if you are in some big city, there are lots of tall buildings, so you have to take a lift.
A lift, yes.
So in Cantonese,
leap.
Yeah, dap lip.
Yeah, dap lip means...
Take the lift.
Yeah, take the lift. Actually, it's not just Cantonese. I think even Japanese, when they say kanji, you know, writing kanji?
Kanji.
Honji.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they have the katakana or something. I'm not sure. But, you know, kanji is the Chinese, traditional Chinese word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We also, I think, like you mentioned before, Chinese influence to Japanese, and also at the same time, Japanese word also back to Chinese.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm, especially more and more nowadays.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm. And when I was learning Japanese just a little bit though, in high school, and I was told that a lot of English words actually has now started to translate into Japanese.
Oh,
say like more, like more, one more time, more. So more ichido, so more ichido, like one more time.
Exactly, more ichido.
Yeah, one more time, more ichido. So more yachi. Yeah.
How about I'm not sure it's Japanese or Korean. How about the TV? TV, how to say? I know in Cantonese it's DNC. Yeah. It's not totally not television or TV. It's really like something electric, and you can look at it. But maybe in other language, they really
like dinwa, right?
Uh-huh.
And Japanese is danwa.
Wow, huh.
You know, so Cantonese is really a language that has a lot of influence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we say the olden Cantonese is the group of people that has migrated to, you know, to all that different surrounding areas.
Yeah,
and true. They were still probably speaking Cantonese at first, and they slowly change it, I don't know, maybe into their own local language, dialect, and things like that.
Yeah, just like our first episode mentioned, the history.
Yes.
In New Zealand, and actually the gold rush went to a lot of different countries way back to 18th.
Because a lot of politics reasons, or, you know, people just wanted to make a living, and they just have to travel.
Yeah.
Around. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They were amazing.
Yeah. I know. Without them, it's like not even us.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Time goes so fast. So our episode today ends here now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hopefully you guys have learned some Cantonese words.
Yes. Shall we say bye-bye?
Yeah. Yeah, bye. But make sure to follow us, because our next topic will be teaching you how to greet.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. So if you are traveling, then you know how to greet other people.
Very nice.
Or just, you know, greet in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So see you tomorrow, same time.
Okay,
bye. See you. Bye.
快乐一世纪念，虽可
大家好，我哋今日系第二集，咁今个礼拜咧喺我哋即系呢个七点半嘅环节里边咧，开始嘅就系会讲广东话啦。咁琴日就同大家介绍咗，即系纽西兰，即系有两个嘉宾啦，同你倾偈啦，介绍咗佢哋嘅一啲生活啦，同埋纽西兰嘅即系广东人。个文化啲历史啊啲故事啊咁样。咁第二集呢我同 Hannah 仍然喺度。Hannah, 你好。
Hello。
我哋今日讲下广东话喎。
好。
我哋讲广东话。
我哋用广东话讲广东话。
冇错。咁广东话当然亦都叫粤语啦。咁等我讲下即粤语嘅一啲特色先。因为我真係觉得喺搜集资料啊，即係虽然即由细到大学广东话讲广东话，但係唔代表真係知道好多一啲即背景啊，同埋一啲即语言背后嘅一啲历史啊咁样。咁同大家介绍下粤语。是一个好大特色的语言啦，咁佢嘅音调同埋音节呢都非常之丰富嘅。喺汉语嘅主流北方语系里面呢，同其他嘅方言呢比较之下，咁粤语呢係有佢自己嗰个独立嘅系统。总共係有九声。
好嘅。
係啦，好犀利。咁我哋即係所知道啦，咁普通话呢就係有四声啦。咁我哋粤语系有九声，咁有边九声呢？就系、是、阴平、阳平、上、去四声。呢、这、一个咧就系、是、普通话嘅，而粤语有九声咧，就系、是、阴平、阳平、阴上、阳上、阴去、阳去、阴入、中入、阳入九声，仲有两个变调，就系、是、高平同埋高声两个变调。所以好犀利，好丰富。
我觉得我自己好幸运咧，一出世已经系讲广东话，我唔使学呢啲。
即系你问我，我讲紧呢个字系咩声咧，我都真系讲唔出，就系咁讲咯。
系
啊，所以小朋友即系咁样，亦都反映到小朋友学语言其实真系好容易嘅。系啊，俾机会佢哋去学，佢哋就会吸收噶啦。系啊，咁粤语又叫白话啦，系啦，好又叫广东话啦，广府话啦，咁都系通嘅。
哦，
嗯，好得意噶，系啊，咁仲有啲咩资料咧？咁啊，关于粤语咧，咁当然即系粤语喺广东地区嗰度盛行啦。咁广东好大啦，里边都有好多唔同嘅。地方啦，地区啦，咁所以唔同嘅地区都有佢自己嘅一啲方言，例如有即系广州啦，咁啊亦都有即系我哋讲嘅广州话啦，佛山话啦，东莞话啦，围头话啦，珠海话、中山话、江门话、龙门话、清远话、疍家话。咁而喺我哋港澳地区啦，即係香港啦、澳门啦，都有香港话同埋澳门话，即係话里面係具有佢哋当地特色嘅一啲字囉。咁我諗譬如我哋香港咁样呢，就加啲英文啊，咁即係好似就变咗一个广东话字啊咁样。
即係我哋啱啱英文嗰集咁样讲。係囉係囉。
係呀，就係、是、咁样变过嚟咁样。咁连广西嘅地区都有㗎，咁广西都即係好多地方啊咁样。南宁话啊、梧州话啊、玉林话啊、贵港、北海，咁海南地区就有佢哋当地嘅即係粤语咁样。咁所以好丰富好丰富。咁讲下啲历史啦，咁啊起源呢，呢、这个粤语嘅起源啊，就喺北方中原嘅雅言喎、即係呢啲字呢，我係之前即係我嘅历史呢唔係好叻嘅，亦都唔係好热爱嘅，咁所以对于呢啲嘅资料呢，对我嚟讲係即係好好
嘅。新
好新
嘅。我真係未听过咩用雅言。
係啊，冇错啊，咁啊
楚语。
亦都源自即系楚国嘅楚语，咁呢啲都系即系传落嚟嘅一啲讲法啦。
咁即系楚语系咪即系广东话？
我谂系佢哋即系源自咯，咁跟住演变、演变过嚟咯，咁样。咁因为当其时即系我哋好多时都系一个地方好睇一个地带啊，系啊。咁我哋广东呢一边就靠海嘛，咁 中原就即系一有啲咩变动咧，就会迁移噶啦嘛，啲人咁好多时就会走到去南边啦。咁、靠海嘅地方，即系就可能会即系觉得方便啲啊，咁样。所以中原嘅一啲汉人啦，当其时嘅汉人咧，就即系源源不绝咁样咧，去迁徙到咧岭南，系啦，即系南边呢一边，咁就促成咗咧呢个粤语嘅发展同埋定型啦。咁所以呢啲都系粤语嘅一啲背景，好有趣。
系啊，因为我哋第一集嗰个英文嗰个 part， 我系讲咗话即系Pearl River Delta 咧，就系嗰、那个即系南面一带
珠江，
即系一路落住嗰个广州。咁其实就系嗰个 area 嗰啲人就系迁移，一路迁移去。咁之后佢哋再点样去移民，再分散去变迁嗰个广东话都系。都是在那一带那里，我觉得。
没错，就是那段时间这样慢慢演变成为。
那你说这个楚语，我想问是不是就是说那段时间是什么 汉代啊还是唐代啊，都是说广东话。
应该是源自他们的楚语，跟住即是照字面这样去理解啊，跟住因为即是中原的汉人慢慢这样迁移到岭南南边嘛，咁所以即是他们带嚟嘅一啲语言嚟到一个新嘅地方啦，叫做啦，系啦，咁就变成即系一个新嘅一种语言，就成为咗粤语咁样咯，系啊。
即系我哋而家睇嗰啲剧集咧，可能佢哋真系当其时都系讲紧广东话嘅。
系啊，咁呢个你讲得啱啊！即系我收集资料嘅时候咧，都会真系见到广东话佢系有好重要嘅一个即系地位噶。是啊，譬如一啲唐诗咧，佢用广东话粤语去发音咧，系啦，系好听好多，顺好多噶。咁系啊，咁啊，即系呢度就讲咗即系源自啦，即系好耐好耐之前系点样啦。咁跟住再话啦，吸入咗好多即系外来语啦。咁啊，呢度有啲得意啦，系啦。咁啊，早期唐宋咧就即系嘅时期咧，咁广东省啦，咁就有丝绸之路啊嘛，咁广东省就成为一个好重要嘅地方，就系、是、一啲商人啊就会集结嘅一个地方去做一啲买卖啊咁样，咁所以就有好多一啲南亚人啦、波斯人啦、阿拉伯人啦，都会当其时咧去到即系广东省呢个地方咧，去做一啲贸易噶，咁所以亦都会吸入咗佢哋一啲语言，好得意啊！呢度我哋都会听过，
系、士多士多嗰啲都系，
系啦，呢个巴闭啊，原来系系、啊巴闭呢、这个字系当其时，可能我唔知边一度啊，即系佢咁样讲南亚人啦，或者波斯人或者阿拉伯语咁样嚟噶，系啊，咁啊仲有系咪呢个系邋遢啦？
哦，
系啦，即系我哋另外个讲法就系污糟啦，咁巴闭就系嚣张啦，系啊，你唔好咁巴闭啊，咁
样，原来个字系咁样，
系啊，邋遢啦，仲有呢个好得意，冚唪唥啊，
哦，全部，
系啊，呢、這个好好笑啊，原来系咁样喎，冚唪唥，即系呢啲字咧就系即系丝绸之路盛呢、這个全盛期啦，系啦，就系、是、由一啲即系波斯人啊、阿拉伯人啊、南亚嗰边嘅人咧，啲、语言传过嚟嘅。咁啊，当然
沟下沟下咁沟出嚟。
嗯，冇错，受到外来嘅影，即系一啲影响啦，咁样。咁跟住咧就系、是、清朝啦，系啦，就当然即系已经系比较近代啲啦。咁就多咗英文啦，正如我哋头先即系英文嗰部分嗰度分享咗啦。咁所以就出咗你头先有讲啦，士多啊，嗰啲咁样。
巴士
啊，沙律啊 ，tips 啊呢啲，仲有呢个好蛇龟啊。
蛇龟系点嚟？
好笑啊 ，scare！
哦，其实嗰啲人以前成日讲 all blood 咧，我系唔明咩？原来系 blood 咁解
，blood！
我好后期先知嘅。
哎呀，笑死！系啊，咁系咯，所以就系会咁样。咁啊，调翻转啊，即系当然，即系喺即系中国嘅地方有好多唔同嘅语言啦。咁啊，粤语咧。都会去影响即系其他嘅一啲即系方言啦，或者系即系官言啦，就系普通话啦咁样。譬如我哋会讲呢个搭的士系啦，咁即系呢啲字咧都会系即系影响到 一啲即系普通话用普通话嘅人士去讲啊，佢哋又会打的啊嗰啲咁样，咁搞掂，我哋会话搞掂晒啦咁样。咁普通话嚟讲咧就系搞掂，系啦，吓吓，呢啲都系即系互相影响，
系啊，冇错、啊，
语言呢样嘢就系咁得意啊，系啊。咁啊，仲有一啲好笑啊！呢、這个调翻转，就系、是、有一啲即系普通话调翻过嚟，就系、是、呢、這个都系真系睇资料先知啊！有冇听？你有冇听过？你都系一个半鬼妹仔咁样 call 捞嘢啊
？call 捞嘢我有听过， 但系意思系咪即系话佢有冇搞错？
系啊，你有冇搞错啊？咁样系啊，原来就系、是、诶，即、系北方官话即系。普通话啦，系啦，而家普通话啦，就系佢哋叫可捞嘢，即系我发唔到嗰啲靓音啦，系啦，就系、是、总之就系咁样，
可捞嘢
译过嚟，我哋就变咗 call 捞嘢，仲系要写英文先写到出嚟，
好搞笑啊！呢、這个
好好笑啊！睇英文就哦 call 打电话，而家仲要耶添，
我呢个真系几特别 ，call 捞嘢你真系有听，但系呢个真系一个唔系一般。广东话你会学到嘅字
咯，系啊，真系啊，好得意，好得意。咁啊，系啦，咁我哋即系香港系即系以前系英国嘅殖民地嘛，咁当然亦都受到英文嘅一啲影响啦。咁头先都讲咗一啲啦，咁仲有一啲就系、是、譬如话保险，我哋就会讲 insure。系啦，咁可能而家少用嘅，我近时都听得多啲买 insure，
买 insure
系啦，咁啊踩壁力。
系、哦、
啦，呢个我睇近时啲教车师傅咧，就话踩 big leg 啊，咁样就
系
个 break 啦。
而家都仲系咁讲噶，
都有啊。
系啊，系啊，唔系踩 big leg 踩咩啫？
刹车啊，
哦，刹
车，定话我已经改咗。
唔系，都而家都系叫
踩
big leg
啊，系啦，嗯，咁啊，个工头嗰个地盘判头啊，主管系啦，科文。就呢啲咁样嘅字，就系咁样科文。
我都学咗一个咧，佢哋话咩大妈傻，你有冇听过啊？
大妈傻
系啊，
咩嚟噶？
即系意思好似话 master
哦，
即系好似上面啲老细咁样啊，即系意思系、
哦、
啊。
老
闆我开头系啊，即系啊 master， 即系好似嗌上面 master 大妈
傻，
系啊。呢个我都系睇剧集学翻嚟嘅，
香港
系啊，香港人咁
讲，
系啊，
就
系
咁样讲啊，
广东话剧集系、
哦、有趣。
我开头都唔明佢讲咩噶。
咁又讲下啲即系世界各地啦，咁样咁啊，粤语就传播嘅范围啦，咁就好大啦。咁睇下我哋就睇下讲粤语嘅人有几多，好唔好啊？咁啊，当然我哋先数数就系即系喺国内大陆地区啦。咁广东省咧就大概有1亿人，咁而佢哋即系资料所显示啊吓，就系、是、佢哋会识得讲粤语嘅人口咧，大概就有6700万人。
哇，好多
好多啊，系啊。咁加上广西讲粤语嘅人咧，就大概2500万人。咁香港啦，全香港都系啦，咁啊700万人啦。澳门啦，55万，泰国地区啊，新加坡啊，马来西亚啊，嗰啲咁样咧，加加埋埋啦，就有1000万啦。咁跟住美国、加拿大就大概即系呢度资料就写话200万。咁所以总共加埋咧，就全球咧就有1亿2000万，我都要谂下啲啱啦。1亿2000万，
即系话 120 millions，
系啦 ，one to two billion，
唔系 billion 系十亿啊。
哇，
系啊
，OK， 所以 more than 啊，
系啊，
哇，1.2亿
就系叫 100 and
嘅人口系讲
120 million，
系讲粤语，
好多，
系我哋系其中嘅两个。
如果你计翻人口比例，全球都系得唔知几多亿人啊？以前就27亿啦，但系而家肯定唔止噶啦，
多于啦，系咪？所以都几紧要，即系好几普遍。
系啊，
系啊，所以系啊，呢、這个就系即系我哋粤语啦，广东话啦，就系、是、喺世界各地。
不过咧，你话广西啊，同我哋广东嗰个广东话都好大出入噶、嗯。
有啊，都有出入噶，系啊。
因为我最近识嗰啲朋友，譬如。佢哋话边个咁样咧？Miss 谁咁样？乜水啊？
乜水啊？
系啊。咁、
哦、
跟住佢话屋居咁样，原来屋企咁解啊。 系啊，我系最近学嘅呢啲
广西，
系啊系啊，
但佢哋称唔称为广西嘅广东
话？系啊系啊。
哦，但系真系
会 kind of 讲西话，但系佢哋都系 consider 讲，即系讲紧广东话咯。
明白明白，但系就有
当
地嘅口音啊嗰啲咁样。嗯哼，会啊。其实我哋识一个朋友咁样，我哋都其实会从大家讲嘅，即系大家都系讲广东话啦，都会从大家讲嘅一啲广东话系分别到一啲唔同嚟自唔同嘅地方啊咁样，系咯，呢个都几有趣。嗯，咁啊，讲下我哋一啲。系啦，头先讲话粤语啦，咁就一啲即系喺历史上边咧都有佢嘅一啲地位啦，咁样咁我咩呢个咩意思呢就系讲话一啲诗词系啦，咁啊，譬如喺粤语里边咧，我哋会讲攰啊，系啦，就系即系觉得好冇力啊嗰啲咁样啦，都唔识翻译，
很累啊，
系啦 ，tired 系啦，咁喺三个字嗰度，三个字里边咧就已经话闭攰之文，即系已经有呢个字出嚟啦，闭攰之文系啦，咁就有呢个字出现啦，咁其他长即系继续落去，我就唔同大家分享啦，咁大家可以去即系搜查下咁样，咁我哋讲广东话咧有倾偈啱唔啱啊？聊天系啦，倾偈咁亦都喺庄子嘅《除毛鬼》里边嘅即系一段里边，亦都提到呢、這、一个昆弟亲戚之倾偈，即系兄弟啊亲戚之间，即系一起去聊天。
其实你谂下倾呢个字，倾同埋偈咧，即系好似意思，即系大家讲下啲 plan， 都系一个。倾出嚟嘅一个计划咁或者系咩嘅意思咁样演变出嚟咯，倾偈系嘛？
系啊，呢啲字真系好有趣，但系即系你会发现呢啲我哋用嘅粤语字咧，广东话字咧，咁喺好耐之前已经系
有
啲系啊，有嘅出现咯，系啊，就唔系话我哋 make it up， 唔系我哋自己做出嚟。咁啊，隔篱呢个亦都系啦，即系旁边啊，隔篱咁苏轼里边嘅其中一首诗亦都即系讲到啦，咁样用到呢啲字啊，打边炉啊。哇！這个先至有趣啊！点样
嚟咧？究竟打边炉？
系啊，咁喺元代诗人吕澄里面，佢嘅《来学亭集》系啦，咁就已经有打边炉呢个字。十月暖寒开小阁，张灯团坐打边炉。已经有打边炉呢个字，好犀利。
我估因为以前嗰个炉咧系用炭嘅，咁中间佢就有个嘢好高嘅，就系俾嗰个炭
边
系啦，咁所以佢嗰个炉就系围住喺嗰个中间嗰个有条柱，嗰个俾个炭炉，所以就叫打边炉，系咁嘅意思，可能系咁解。
广东话亦都用到好多得意嘅字啦，讲下先，我就拣咗我个人啊，个人喜好啊，拣咗十二个字。纯粹系一个字，我哋常用嘅，即系你攞住呢啲字咧，咁就可以行走江湖。
系
系啦，就系字啦，系唔系啊？
系但日本人都系咁噶，
系系字真系好犀利，唔系咁，所以咧第二个字就系唔啦，系啦，就系唔啊。不系啦，即系 no 系啦，相反唔知咁，跟住冇你带住好犀利啦，冇啊就系冇啊，跟住嗰个字冇啊，系啦
冇
嘢个冇，系啦，我哋就唔会讲系没有嘅，我哋就讲冇。
佢写个冇字好得意啦，有就有两画，冇就冇画，咁就冇嗰两画。
系啊，好有智慧啊呢个字，咁咪冇咯。咁啊个俾啦，你俾嘢我啦，系啦，你即系写出嚟就话吸啦，咁样系啦，你俾我啦，我俾你叻啦，我俾你蠢啦，咁样系啦。咁啊嘢啦，食乜嘢啊，好嘢嗰啲咁样。
个嘢字真系唔知喺边度嚟。
呢个真系好多呢啲得意字，啱唔啱啦？系啦。咁啊，呢个啱字啦。
所以你话广东话真系几难学噶，其实
难啊，
唔容易咯。好彩已经识咯。如果唔系，我唔想学。点
学九声？
太难啦。
仲有我哋会讲话睇电视，我哋唔会话咩看噶嘛。系啊，睇书我哋唔会话看书咁样。系啊，咁我哋会睇啦。饮水啦，饮啦，用个饮字啦，唔系用喝啦咁样。咁啊食嘢我哋唔系用吃啦，我哋用食啦。咁啊仲有呢、這个嗰、那个 个过字是啦嗰啲咁样
嘅
个过字。咁呢个好多助语词啦咁样是啦咁点啊最后一个就係我哋唔会讲他啦我哋会讲佢点啊係啊佢最近点啊。
佢就係简化咗因为如果他呢就分男他女他。咁
呢
个
字就。唔知边个唔知男定女定边个。
都冇所谓咁样。
不过即係呢啲係口语嘅。是啊、当我哋写文章嘅时候。
是啦、啊、难就难在呢度啦。
我哋
一套做一套啦。
讲一套写一套做一套。笑死啊是啊真係好得意啊呢啲。不过我又发觉好似近年即係因为而家多用电话啊媒体啊咁样。咁样朋友之间倾偈呢我哋都会打真係打出嚟嘅一啲字呢係真係讲出嚟嘅口语字囉。係啊咁希望。
如果我同啲系讲英文大嘅广东话讲广东话佢唔識写广东话但佢又想讲广东话呢佢就会将成句译咗做广东话嘅英文拼音。
哦，
咁样同我哋倾偈嘅，
犀利，
系啊，我哋以前系咁样倾偈嘅。
哇，好嘢，
咁你估到一半一半咯，你估到你就会估到咯，估唔到你就要问佢，佢就要讲翻英文咁样。
但系都系一个好嘅开始，
系
啊，好好嘅练习，系啊。嗱，今日咧就同大家分享到呢一度，咁我哋听日同一个时间再见大家。
好啦，多谢晒，
拜拜，
拜拜。
小到月底一点够使银国位确是认真湿滞最弊波士玉跌发威颠过鸡一比喺树系唔系就乱嚟废挨亲家身快面拉起恶体扭下计你就认真开胃做奴隶，嗰种辛苦折磨讲出客贵，死俾你睇，咪话冇乜所谓。辛苦折磨讲出客贵死俾你睇咪话冇乜所谓
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.